SpaceX held its first public earnings call this week, and by all accounts, it was not what Wall Street expected. The call was apparently flooded with fan questions about Starship missions, Mars timelines, and the Raptor engine program, rather than the financial questions institutional investors typically prioritize. Revenue per launch, margin structure on Starlink, capital expenditure plans, these took a backseat to enthusiast energy.
Which is partly endearing and partly a real issue for SpaceX as it matures. The company has been largely privately held, and its investor base has historically skewed toward people who believe in the mission rather than people who need quarterly returns. If SpaceX is moving toward broader capital markets, or if Starlink eventually spins out, the gap between fan culture and financial discipline is going to need closing. The $570 million contractor dispute over data center work compounds this. That's a significant unpaid claim that in a fully public company would generate immediate shareholder scrutiny.
The Bourbon virus case in New York is genuinely alarming from a public health surveillance standpoint. The Bourbon virus is a Thogota virus transmitted through tick bites with a fatality rate that makes it serious. There have been fewer than a dozen documented cases in the United States historically, mostly in the Midwest. A confirmed case in New York represents either geographic spread of the tick population carrying the virus or a gap in historical surveillance that is only now being corrected. Neither explanation is reassuring. There's no specific treatment. Management is supportive care only.
The Michigan water system cyber attacks are a critical infrastructure story that deserves more than a brief mention. Nine water systems compromised in a single state is not routine. Water treatment facilities are increasingly networked. Remote monitoring and control improve efficiency, but expand the attack surface. The question that public health officials and cybersecurity experts are asking is whether these nine incidents share a common vulnerability or a common actor. If it's a shared vulnerability, patching it is urgent. If it's a common actor, attribution and deterrence become the priority.
The Gen Con tornado warning in Indianapolis. A sold-out gaming convention had to be evacuated or sheltered due to a tornado warning, is a reminder that extreme weather is now a factor in event planning and management in regions that historically didn't face that risk. Gen Con draws around 70,000 attendees. Managing that crowd in a shelter-in-place scenario is a genuine public safety logistics challenge that convention centers are increasingly having to plan for.
DeSantis carrying out two executions on the same day in Florida, the first double execution day in over 60 years, has drawn sharp condemnation from Catholic Church leadership in the state. The bishop's statement was notably pointed. They didn't just oppose capital punishment abstractly, they specifically called out the accelerated pace as incompatible with the gravity that should attend taking a human life, even one the state has determined forfeited by criminal conduct. Florida's Catholic community is politically significant, and episcopal rebukes of elected officials carry weight in that community in ways that secular criticism doesn't.